由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. I'm glad you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我们的节目。
We left you last time talking about hunger and thirst after righteousness.
在上集的节目里面，我们讨论了关于饥渴慕义的问题。
And I want to continue talking about hunger and thirst after righteousness.
而今天的节目里面，我就想跟你继续去讲一下这个的话题了。
The reason I'm concerned about this,
我之所以关心饥渴慕义这个话题呢，原因呢就是
is because I am seeing people all over the world hungering and thirsting after other things.
原因就是呢，我看到在现今这个世界呢，很多人都在渴慕着其他的东西。
There are very few people who are hungering and thirsting after the righteousness of God.
在今时今日，已经很少人是会饥渴慕义了。
If you have watched the Olympic Games,
如果你曾经看过奥运会的话，
you would have seen few people who are hungering for the gold medal.
你就会发现呢，只有是很少很少的几个人是渴望得到那个金牌的。
But then there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people who were clapping their hands.
但在周围呢，却是有千千万万的人在这里鼓掌，在这里观看。
And that is what is happening among Christians today.
而在今时今日呢，亦都是正是发生着同样的事，是在基督徒的圈子里面呢，是发生这样的事。
There are very few who are hungering and thirsting for God.
很少人呢，是在这里追求，在这里渴慕我们的神的。
And the rest are spectators.
而其余的人呢，都是观众，都是旁观的人。
But Jesus said,
但是主耶稣这样讲，
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
他说，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
For they will be fulfilled.
因为他们必得饱足。
I want you to listen, please, carefully.
请你呢，是仔细听我讲，跟住以下落来的说话。
On this broadcast, we have only one purpose.
在这个的节目，即是天路导向里面，特别是讲到主的宣言这个的题目里面，我们呢是只有一个目的而已。
We don't want you to look to us, but we want to direct you to Jesus.
我们并不想你呢是专注注目在我们身上，即是在叶朗天和麦克牧师的身上，而是想你呢是去到主耶稣的面前。
That is the purpose of our broadcast.
这个呢，就是我们广播天路导向这个节目的目的了。
Because any minister or any preacher who does not point you to Jesus Christ and his word,
因为任何的传道人或者任何的报道家，如果他不是将你带到去耶稣和他的道面前的话呢，
is a fake, fraud, and filled with falsehood.
咁呢个嘅传道人或者系报道家咧，就肯定系假冒嘅，系欺骗人嘅。
Jesus said，
主耶稣话
，Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be satisfied。
佢话饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
There is nothing that is going to fulfill you except Jesus and His righteousness。
除咗耶稣同佢嘅义。冇任何嘅嘢可以满足到你。
Listen carefully，
请你仔细听我跟住要分享嘅。
I want you to notice what Jesus did not say。
我想请你是特别留意耶稣没有讲过的说话。
He did not say, Blessed are those who are full of righteousness.
耶稣并没有讲过说那些正气凛然的人是有福的。
No, no, no.
冇啊，佢係絕對冇咁樣講過嘅。
There are a lot of people who are running around thinking that they are full of righteousness.
而家咧有好多人，佢哋咧認為自己咧十足十係一個義人。
But the Bible says.
但係聖經咧，佢係咁樣講。
Our righteousness is like a dirty rag in God's sight.
我哋所謂嘅義啊，喺神嘅眼中啊，其實就好似一塊好破爛、好污糟嘅抹布一樣。
Jesus said.
主耶穌話。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
他說飢渴慕義的人有福了。
I'm sure by now some of you are asking.
我相信一定有人會這樣問的。
What is righteousness?
究竟什麼是義呢?
The Bible gives us two applications to this fourth beatitude.
對於這個第四個的福氣，在登山寶訓裡面耶稣嗰个宣告嗰第四个福气就是饥渴慕义的人有福了。圣经咧系俾咗我哋两个应用嘅途径嘅。
First，
第一个嘅应用途径系乜嘢咧
？When a lost person recognizes that he is lost，
第一个嘅应用途径咧就系话，当一个迷失嘅人佢意识到自己嘅光景。
When a person recognizes that he or she is a sinner。
无论是男是女，当一个人意识到自己是一个罪人。
When a person recognizes that he or she is a lawbreaker，
无论是男是女，当一个人意识到自己是一个违法的人。
When a person recognizes that he or she has nothing to offer God，
无论是男是女，当一个人意识到自己是没有任何可以是贡献给神的东西。
When you come to the point of recognizing that you cannot get to heaven based on your own effort，
当你发现单单凭自己的努力、自己的才干是没有办法上到天堂的时候，
When you realize that your salvation is only possible through the shed blood of Christ on Calvary，
当你明白到只有凭着主耶稣基督在十字架上面流出宝血你才能够得救的时候。
When you realize that only through the Lord Jesus Christ you will be able to make it to heaven，
当你明白到只有通过耶稣基督你才可以是上到天堂的时候。
That realization is the first application of hunger and thirsting after righteousness。
有了这个的明白，这个的认知，就是饥渴慕义的第一个表现了。
Recognizing that my righteousness is not going to save me，
亦即系话咧，自己承认我嘅义系唔能够救我嘅。
But only God's righteousness is going to get me to heaven，
而只有神嘅义先至可以咧系接我去到天堂嗰度。
Is the first application，
呢个咧就系饥渴慕义第一个嘅应用嘅途径啦。
Once a person is saved, that hunger and thirst for righteousness does not stop.
当一个人得救之后，亦即系咧，当呢个人系接受咗救恩，让耶稣基督进入佢嘅生命之后咧，佢系仍然会饥渴慕义嘅。
If it stops there,
如果佢嘅灵命就停喺嗰度嘅话
，then it is the greatest tragedy that can be imagined.
咁咧就可以好能够咧系想象得到呢个咧系最大最大嘅一个悲哀嚟嘅。
I know there are millions of Christians who think that once they have made a profession of faith, they don't need to thirst and hunger after righteousness。
我知道咧，千千万万嘅基督徒都认为，一旦佢哋决志信主，就唔再需要咧系饥渴慕义，唔再需要咧去追求公义啦。
And they live any which way they live.
呢一啲好多好多嘅基督徒咧，佢哋咧就以为可以咧系我行我素，中意做乜就做乜嘅。
I would question their salvation.
我咧系会质疑呢一种嘅得救嘅。
If hunger and thirst for righteousness stops at salvation,
如果饥渴慕义只系停留喺单单得救嘅阶段咧
，then there is something that is drastically wrong.
咁我相信呢，一定係一啲嚴重嘅錯誤出現咗啦。
This brings me to the second application of this beatitude.
咁跟住咧，我哋就讲到咧系饥渴慕义嘅第二个嘅表现啦。
It is the ongoing hunger and thirst for righteousness.
何谓饥渴慕义嘅第二个表现呢？就系咧要继续不断咁样去饥渴慕义。
Let me illustrate to you how these two applications work.
让我咧嚟说明一下呢两种嘅应用。呢两种有关于饥渴慕义嘅应用系点样嘅一回事呢
？I have never seen a bride and a groom get married。
我从来咧都冇见过一对嘅新郎新娘咧喺啱啱结婚嘅时候。
And then when they leave the place, they say goodbye to each other。
一行出教堂咧，就彼此嘅道别，各行各路啦。
Now。If I tell you that this has taken place, you would say this is a very strange marriage.
如果我话俾你听，真系有咁样嘅事发生嘅，咁你一定会话咧，咁样嘅婚姻实在系太奇怪啦。
A wedding is the first step.
嗱，婚姻咧系第一步。
Just as salvation is the first step.
婚姻系第一步嘅意思咧，就系系喺呢一个嘅婚姻关系里边系第一步，就正如咧得救系一个人嘅灵命嘅开始嘅第一步。
A wedding is the first step for a long life relationship。
婚礼咧系白头到老嘅第一步。
It is the beginning of a lifelong adjustment to one another。
系我哋一生彼此适应对方呢一个嘅开始，一个嘅开头嚟嘅。
It is the beginning of life of surrender to one another.
是呢，结婚的双方，他们一生彼此委身的开始来的。
In fact, nothing teaches you sanctification like the life of marriage.
实际上呢，没什么的东西呢，是比持续一生的婚姻呢，是更加神圣的。
It's the same with salvation.
这个呢，就跟得救呢，是很相似了。
The day you said yes to Jesus,
当你是对主耶稣基督是讲我愿意，亦即是愿意接受耶稣作为你生命的救主，由那一日开始
is not the end.
那一日开始呢，就不是一个结束，不是你和他关系的结束来的。
It's a beginning.
而是你们两个的关系的一个开始来的。
It's the beginning of hungering and thirsting after God and His righteousness.
唔单止系你同耶稣嗰个嘅关系嘅开始，亦都系咧你渴慕神同佢嘅义嘅一个开始嚟嘅。
I'll give you another illustration.
我再举另外一个例子啊。
You've never seen a baby that is born into the world, and then you look at him and say, "Okay, baby, now you fend for yourself."
你从来咧唔会见到有一个 B B 咧啱啱出世。其他人就跟他说啊，好了 ,BB, 你现在可以自己养活自己了，相信大家都没见过这样的情况的。
No,
我们是绝对不会这样做的。
It is the beginning of a precious new life.
这个呢只是一个宝贵的新生命的一个开始来的。
It needs nurturing and growing.
它需要呢我们是喂养它，让到它呢是不断地去成长。
Believers who never hunger and thirst for righteousness,
嗰啲从来都唔饥渴慕义嘅信徒
，have something drastically wrong with their salvation.
佢哋嘅得救咧，中间一定系发生咗一啲好严重嘅错误啦。
And that is why the psalmist said,
呢个咧就系点解诗篇嘅作者咧咁样讲
，As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longs after you, O God.
他说神啊，我的心切慕你，就正如鹿切慕溪水一样。
Some historians have said that the deer were constantly panting because they were chased by dogs all the time.
有些历史学家就说 嗰啲鹿咧，因为成日都喺度俾野狗系追逐，所以咧成日都系好气寒气喘嘅，亦都好口干、好口渴嘅。
Figuratively speaking, I think most of us know what it is like to be chased by various pressure dogs in life.
根据呢一个嘅咁嘅讲法咧，我谂大多数嘅人都知道喺人生当中咧，有好多嘅野狗啊。是好似野狗一样咁样嘅压力咧，系不断咁样喺度追逐住我哋嘅。
We are constantly running away from them, panting and need the living water.
我哋咧就好似嗰啲鹿一样咧，一路喺度逃跑，就跑到咧系气喘，系口干，好需要咧系活水嘅供应。
But someone's explained it differently.
但系另外有啲人咧就有唔同嘅解释。
What makes the deer pant for water is this.
嗰啲鹿之所以气喘，之所以口渴咧，原因咧就系、
Some of these deer would eat snakes whose poison, when is diffused through their internals, produce a burning heat and fever.
嗰个讲法咧就话，有啲鹿咧系会食蛇嘅，咁当蛇嘅毒喺佢哋身体里边发作嘅时候咧。咁佢哋体内咧就会系产生一啲嘅热度，咁佢哋咧就会发烧啦。
And that fever can only be alleviated and be made better by water.
而呢种嘅发烧咧，就一定要透过饮水先至咧能够减轻嗰个嘅痛苦，同埋咧系让到佢哋复原嘅。
Is this how you feel when you hunger and thirst for God?
呢个系咪就系你渴求神？嗰阵时嘅感受嚟嘅咧
，That is the kind of thing that Jesus is saying here。
呢个咧就系主耶稣基督喺呢度所讲嘅道理啦。
Living in this fallen world，
生活喺一个罪恶嘅世界里边
，We are forever swallowing snakes of sin。
我哋咧硬系咧都喺度吞吃一啲好似蛇一样咁样嘅罪嘅。
And they cut us off from the living water。
他们这些的罪，这些好像蛇一样的罪呢，是令到我们和活水呢是隔绝的。
We are forever eating the poison of pride.
我们一路呢都在吃着骄傲的毒药。
We are forever eating the poison of self-sufficiency.
我们一路呢在吃着自满的毒药。
We are forever eating the poison of self-pity.
我们一直呢在吃着自怜的毒药。
And self-centeredness，
仲有咧，系食紧自我中心嘅毒药等等。
Only the living water will wash us and cleanse us eternally。
只有活水咧，先至能够永远洗干净我哋。
When we hunger for the bread of life，
当我哋渴望生命嘅粮食嘅时候。
When we thirst for the living water，
当我哋渴求活水嘅时候。
Jesus comes and satisfies us and heals our hunger and thirst.
耶稣咧就嚟满足我哋，医好我哋嘅饥渴。
Jesus comes and satisfies us with forgiveness, cleansing and restoration.
耶稣嚟用宽恕去满足我哋，清洁我哋，使我哋咧能够系得以复原。
You hear people often referring to someone and saying, "Well, he is ambitious or she is ambitious."
我谂你都听过咧。有些人当他提起某人的时候呢，总是会说那个人野心勃勃、啊。
There is nothing wrong with ambition.
其实他有雄心是没什么不好的。
Only a lazy person has no ambitions.
只有那些懒人呢才是没有志愿的。
God created us to be ambitious.
神创造我们成为有愿望的人。
God placed in us the desire to be ambitious.
神将愿望放在我们心里面。
You can satisfy that desire with wrong ambitions.
你可以用错误的野心来去满足你的愿望。
Or you can satisfy it with the right ambitions.
你也可以用正确的雄心来去达成。
All of us will hunger after something.
所有人都会追求一些东西的。
There are some who hunger for power.
有人追求权力。
There are some who hunger for pleasure.
有人追求享乐。
There are some who hunger for possessions.
有人追求财富。
In fact, the Bible tells us that the greatest example of someone who hungered for power was Lucifer.
实际上呢，圣经话俾我哋听，追求权力最显著嘅一个例子呢，就系撒旦啦。
The driving ambition for Lucifer, Saul, was to stop serving and glorifying God. Instead, he wanted to be God.
野心驱动撒旦，唔想再去服侍神、荣耀神，而系想取而代之，令到自己咧都变成神。
Lucifer was thrown out of heaven.
撒旦被赶出天堂。
He was power hungry.
因为佢渴求权力。
Anyone who hungers for power for its own sake,
任何人为咗拥有权力咧，就渴求权力
，is fulfilling his hunger with perverted ambitions.
就系咧，用唔正当嘅野心嚟去满足自己嘅饥渴。
Power-hungry people are everywhere.
呢种人咧，到处都有嘅。
You see them in the schools. You see them in the homes.
你喺学校喺屋企可以见到。
You see them in businesses and you see them in politics.
在生意场上，在政治场上都可以见得到。
And sometimes you even see them in the church.
有时你甚至可以在教会度见到。
But when Lucifer made his move to grab for power,
但是当撒旦开始呢，是去攞权力的时候，
God threw him out of his presence into the abyss.
神就将他赶出天堂，令到佢咧系堕入深渊。
Then in Luke chapter 12, Jesus gives us an example of someone who hunger after pleasure.
喺路加福音十二章，耶稣话俾我哋听一个追求享乐嘅例子。
I think if you read that story any other way, you'll miss the point.
我谂如果你唔系从呢个角度去解读呢个故事咧，你就唔能够掌握当中嘅重点啦。
This man was blessed of God.
这个人呢，是得到神的赐福的。
But instead of giving away some of his blessings,
但是他没有跟人分享他的福气。
This man decided to take it easy and worship at the shrine of pleasure.
他决定呢，要自己尽情去享受，甚至呢，是去敬拜享乐之神。
This man decided to build larger and larger storehouses for his blessings.
他要起更加多、更加大的仓库来去储存他自己的财富。
So that he could take it easy.
这样呢，他就可以好好地去享受了。
This man said to himself,
这个人对自己讲，
I'm going to store up more and more blessings.
他说我要起更大的仓库，在那里呢，好好收藏我的一切粮食和财物。
Do you know what God said to him?
你知不知道神对他讲什么呢？
In verse 20 of chapter 12 in Luke,
在路加福音十二章二十节嗰度话，
God called him a fool.
神称佢为无知嘅人。
When Lucifer became power hungry, God brought him down.
当撒旦一味咧喺度追求权力嘅时候咧，神就将佢抌低啦。
When this man in Luke 12 devoted his energy to pleasure seeking, God called him a fool.
而在路加福音十二章这里，当这个人用他所有的精力来去追求享乐的时候，神就称他为无知的人。
Then there are those who hunger for possessions.
在世界上还有那些呢，是一心追求财富的人。
A rich young ruler came to Jesus one day and asked,
有一日，一个年轻富有的官呢，来去问耶稣话，
What can I do to inherit eternal life?
他说，我应该做什么事才可以承受永生呢？
Jesus knew that this man's problem was not the observation of the rules and the regulations.
耶稣知道这个人的问题呢，不是在于呢，要他去遵从律法那里。
This man's problem was not keeping the religious facade.
亦都唔系在于咧，要佢去坚守嗰啲宗教礼仪。
But this man's problem was that he was attached to his possessions.
呢个人嘅问题咧，系在于佢放唔低自己嘅财富。
He was willing to sacrifice heaven for his possession.
佢宁愿守住自己嘅财富而牺牲进入天堂嘅机会。
When was it the last time you saw a man have his possessions loaded with him in his grave？
你有冇曾经见过一个死人带住自己嘅财富进入坟墓里边嘅咧
？I have never seen it。
我就从来都冇见过啦。
No wonder the Bible says that he went away sorrowful。
难怪圣经话呢一个年轻有为嘅一个官呢，佢忧忧愁愁咁样走咗啦。
When Jesus told him to give up all that he has in order to go to heaven，
系喺几时忧忧愁愁走嘅咧？就系当耶稣话俾佢听要放弃佢所有嘅，先至能够上天堂嘅时候。
There's one thing about possessions that you must know.
关于财富呢，你一定要知道一件事。
There is nothing wrong with possessions.
财富本身冇问题的。
As long as you remember that they really possess you, you don't possess them.
只要你记住是财富占有你，而不是你占有财富。
When God created hunger and thirst in our souls,
当神将饥渴放在我们灵魂里面的时候，
He knew that only he could satisfy our hunger and thirst.
他知道只有他自己能够满足我们的饥渴。
When we hunger and thirst after righteousness,
当我们饥渴慕义的时候，
When we thirst and hunger after holiness and purity,
当我们很饥渴地去追求圣洁的时候，
When we hunger and thirst after that which is pleasing to God,
当我们很饥渴去追求讨神喜悦的时候，
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
You will be satisfied.
你将会得到饱足。
You shall be filled with the peace that passes all understanding, even in the midst of chaos and confusion.
即使你是身陷混乱和迷惑之中，你的心里面仍然充满无法解释的平安。
You shall be filled with praises and thanksgiving, even in the midst of pain.
即使是处于痛苦之中，你仍然充满赞美和感恩。
You shall be filled with goodness and mercy and the favor of God, which no one can take away from you.
你会被良善和恩典以及是神的爱充满，这些呢是没有人能够在你身上拿走的。
Will you pray with me this prayer?
你愿不愿意跟着我一起去祈祷呢？
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督，
Help me to empty myself of myself.
请你帮助我倒空我自己。
And be filled by your Holy Spirit.
求你的圣灵来充满我。
That I may hunger and thirst after your righteousness.
以致我可以饥渴慕义。
In your name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
阿们。听众朋友，咁今集嘅天路导向咧嚟到呢一度，如果你对今集嘅内容或者你喺读经嘅时候有任何嘅意见疑问，都欢迎你来信同我叶朗天同埋麦克牧师分享嘅。好啦，今集嘅天路导向嚟到呢度，我哋下集再会。